From the New Jersey Times, I'm Olingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. After 115 years of not allowing student athletes to receive sponsorships, the NCAA has changed this rule, paving the way for the students to be paid. Today, an interview with Mark Fuller, a college athlete, on how the decision will impact his life. It's Thursday, July 1st. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbaro, who not only would take ice out from the freezer and then not refill the tray, but today also chose to cover the NCAA's change stance on the payment of college athletes. Luckily, I was still able to grab an interview with Mark Fuller.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Olingan. I hope I'm getting paid for this. You know, I'm just kidding, bro. It's you could pay me now. You could, like, because everything going on. So just saying, just saying.
Yes, Mark. We don't pay anybody for coming on, and regardless of their age. But I wanted to delve into the NCAA's changed stance. Let's just figure out how we got to this point.
Absolutely. So you called me for an interview, and I believe the direct quote was that I said, "Hell yeah."
No, I didn't mean how we got to. I meant, how did we get to this point where the NCAA will allow you to be paid?
Oh, dude. Okay, right. Yeah. So, well, all right. We got to thank the UCLA great Ed O'Bannon for the assist. He took the NCAA to court for using his image in a video game, and the court ruled he deserved to be paid.
So at this point, did the NCAA start paying athletes for using their likeness in video games?
Oh, no way, dude. No. They tried to do like a full court press by just getting rid of the video games altogether. But then the state of California gave us a slam dunk by passing a law that said college athletes should get to have endorsement deals just like Olympic athletes. Then all these other states took it to the rack by creating basically the same law. In the end, there was no way for the NCAA to block all these shots. So they just yielded and declared we could get endorsement deals. So big shout out to Cali for the alley-oop.
I'm guessing from all these metaphors that you play basketball.
No, dude, I am a football player. Also, follow-up question to that, why bring up bullfighters?
Bullfighters? Oh, you mean matadors?
No, dude, a matador is like an analogy.
Okay. So, getting back, are colleges now going to pay the players?
Oh, no. We're not getting paid from the schools, but we will be allowed to do advertisements, right? Like marketing things, you know, the same way, so the same way you don't get paid for doing like this podcast, but you can make money off of the advertising.
Oh, I don't get any money.
Oh, bro, why are you doing this then? Like, at least I get laid after a game, but like nobody's trying to hook up with a dude reporting on like war crimes.
Let's return to the NCAA. They long resisted change, but they themselves were receiving over $1 billion in revenue. Where was that money going?
Yeah. And that's the question like we were asking as well. Like we were yelling it outside like the dean's office and stuff. But then they came out and like showed us the information. I guess it like funds athletic facilities, like women's sports as well, because they seem to be less popular, which is a shame. Shout out to the women and the sports also. And it also pays for coaches' salaries. Like in a lot of states, the football coach is actually the highest paid government employee. I read that on Wikipedia. I also read in Alabama, Nick Saban technically has the power to pardon people.
Where did you read that?
In an article?
Yes. What article was that?
A news one? On TikTok?
Okay. Getting back again, will the fact that athletes are going to be able to be paid directly change the way that the NCAA gets money? If a company can pay a student for a sponsorship instead of taking out ads in a tournament, for example, will the NCAA end up with less funds?
Okay, so if a company pays a student, that's a big question. And no offense to you whatsoever, but like, I have no idea. Cause like, all I know is like, I'm about to be paid. You know what I mean?
Oh, you have got sponsors lined up already.
Oh, dude, I got a couple.
Remind me, where do you play?
I am at Lake Winnipesaukee Community College. I'm an offensive tackle. I would be if the coach like puts me in.
Wait, you haven't played in any games?
College-wise? No, I've been on the bench. But I am still cashing in. Paid?
Who has paid you for endorsements?
Okay, the tone in your voice was pretty insulting, but I will go ahead and answer your question regardless. There's a local pizza shop in Winnipesaukee, Stevie's. It's run by my sister-in-law's uncle. He's going to pay me $10 in cash or $20 in pizza. That's like double the value to talk about Stevie's. Speaking of which, check out Stevie's. Stevie's Pizza. We're disturbingly cheap.
Okay, is there anybody else?
Yeah, Tad's Vape Shop. They thought I was the perfect candidate since I'm sitting all day, and they're paying me with some Jaul cartridges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then there's Ricky's Car Lot. They sell used cars. They're giving me a free ride to the game. And like full disclosure, like caveat to that, I don't know if it's like technically an endorsement, really. Because Ricky is my dad, and he always drives me to the game, kind of peps me up and stuff.
Well, it sounds like you've still managed to pull in some very interesting local sponsorships.
Not just local, dude. Because like it's local. Some would say Ricky's is regional. Ricky would. And also, I did pull in like a national sponsorship too, Mr. Lingon, for McDonald's.
You got McDonald's to endorse you? How? You? No offense, but you don't even play.
All right, offense taken. Because I worked out a deal with McDonald's. It's pretty sweet. Like, they're gonna pay me $15 per hour, and in return, I'll go to their store as like a local celebrity and make fries and like cook up a burger and like clean the bathroom if they need it done. And I will do that for roughly 20 hours per week. And then they're going to pay me $300 in endorsements.
Mark, that's not an endorsement. That's just a job. McDonald's has hired you.
No, because like they gave me a shirt and a hat to wear for endorsements.
That's your uniform.
Okay, well, that's, you know, you've given me some food for thought, definitely, and I appreciate it. But I do have to get running, though, because, like, I'm late for my endorsement shift. Ricky's waiting in the driveway.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. We'll be right back.
Stevie's Pizza.
What happens when a man tries to open a computer store in Cleveland, Ohio? Not interested in this premise? What if I told you that this man is black? Now you feel guilty, don't you? Good. Good. That's what we're counting on. Showtime presents the new series, Black Computer Store Owner, starring Cuba Gooding Jr. as the Black Computer Store Owner. Remember, if you don't watch it, you're racist.
Here's what else you need to know today. TikTok announced it removed 1% of its videos last quarter for violating its guidelines. The news came as a shock since everyone assumed TikTok has no guidelines. Today's guest was comedian Ray Harrington. Follow him on Twitter at Ray Harrington. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every day and to binge on past sketches. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Lingon Mitra. See you tomorrow.